Kuala Lumpur. The leaders of Thailand and Cambodia signed an expanded ceasefire agreement, marking a significant step toward restoring peace along their shared border. The ceremony was attended by U.S. President Donald Trump, who arrived in Malaysia for the ASEAN summit and a series of high-level trade meetings. Thai Prime Minister Anuttan Charnvorakul and his Cambodian counterpart, Hun Manet, formalized the agreement at a ceremony held under a banner reading, Delivering Peace. The deal builds on a truce signed 3 months ago, which helped end one of the most intense border clashes between the two countries in recent years. This declaration, if fully implemented, will provide the building blocks for a lasting peace, Hun Manet said. Our border communities have been divided by conflict, and innocent civilians have suffered immense losses. Trump, who mediated an end to the five-day conflict in July, played a central role in encouraging both nations to pursue peace. At that time, he had warned that their ongoing trade negotiations with Washington could be suspended if hostilities continued. The United States will have strong commerce and cooperation, transactions, lots of them, with both nations as long as they live in peace, Trump said during Sunday's ceremony. The border conflict, which erupted earlier this year, claimed at least 48 lives and displaced about 300,000 people as rockets and heavy artillery were exchanged. Each side accused the other of triggering the violence. Despite the death of Thailand's Queen Mother Sirikit on Friday, Anuttan decided to attend the signing. He announced that both countries would withdraw heavy weaponry from border zones and that Thailand would release 18 detained Cambodian soldiers as a gesture of goodwill. Trade and regional diplomacy. Trump arrived in Kuala Lumpur earlier in the day, where he was greeted by Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim and a traditional dance troupe at the airport. On the sidelines of the summit, U.S. and Chinese negotiators held intensive discussions to ease tensions in the ongoing trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. Rare earth minerals featured prominently in the discussions. Trump announced that the U.S. would soon sign critical minerals deals with Thailand and Malaysia, and said that a broader trade agreement with Cambodia was also under consideration. Later on Sunday, Trump is scheduled to meet Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to discuss U.S. tariffs on Brazilian goods. Talks with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, however, have been suspended after discussions between the two nations broke down. East Timor joins ASEAN as 11th member. In a historic moment at the summit, East Timor officially joined the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, becoming its 11th member after a 14-year wait. The young nation, also known as Timor-Leste, has a population of 1.4 million and a developing economy valued at about $2 billion, tiny compared with ASEAN's collective $3.8 trillion GDP. For the people of Timor-Leste, this is not only a dream realized but a powerful affirmation of our journey, Prime Minister Zanana Gusmão said. Our accession is a testament to the spirit of our people, a young democracy born from our struggle, he added. President José Ramos Horta, a longtime advocate for ASEAN membership, remarked on the moment as a defining step in the nation's international integration.